When Idaho legislators begin their 2017 session on January 9th, there will be 18 new members. That's 14 new state reps and 4 new senators. Only one of them serves in the districts that cover the state's 5 northernmost counties. Spokane Public Radio's Doug Navornik introduces us to the newest legislator in the panhandle.
In Washington, new legislators don't take the oath of office until their first official day in Olympia, in this case, January 9th. But in Idaho, new legislators are sworn in only 3 weeks after winning their elections. It's during the time they meet in Boise for their freshman orientation. Just a few days after returning from that, new Representative Paul Amador sat in a coffee shop in Coeur d'Alene and remembered how humbled he felt in taking his oath.
It was a really special moment, though. It really was. And I can only hope that, you know, how I serve and represent the people will be a benefit to the state.
Amador serves Legislative District 4, which is in and around Coeur d'Alene. He's originally from California. He grew up on a farm. He earned a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics in Fresno, and then master's and doctoral degrees in educational leadership at the University of Nevada in Reno. His wife, Julie, also earned a PhD, and when she got a job in Coeur d'Alene, he followed. And now both of them work at the University of Idaho's Coeur d'Alene campus.
I've never considered myself a political person, but somebody that's just really cared about the community. But if you talk to my wife, it's also actually kind of funny because she'll tell you, I didn't know when Paul or my husband would run, but I knew he was going to run someday.
And now, after winning 63% of the vote in his heavily Republican district, Amador is preparing to go to Boise to serve on the Education, Agriculture, and Judiciary and Rules Committees. Two of those three fit his professional and academic backgrounds, so the preparation won't be too onerous.
You know, I'm a rational thinker, so if we can talk about data and information and things that we can, you know, wrap our heads around to try to make decisions that are in the benefit for the vast majority or the most people in the district, those are the types of things that I want to work on.
He's particularly interested in helping the state better match education with economic needs.
We have quite a few skilled jobs that are left unfilled right now, and part of that is we don't have the workforce that's moving through our career and technical education programs either we don't have the capacity or they're not moving quickly enough through the programs to fill those jobs.
Paul Amador is in his mid-30s, which is only notable in that he's considerably younger than the average age of Idaho legislators. He looks forward to going back to the State House, this time for his first legislative session. In addition to his day job, he says he's studying the issues that he'll probably have to debate and vote on. And he looks forward to having that same sense of awe he felt when he first went to Boise after his election.
It's kind of a combination of all the emotions that you could ever imagine. So you're overwhelmed, but you're also incredibly humbled by the opportunity that you can provide to the people.
Idaho's legislative session begins on January 9th. I'm Doug Navornik in Coeur d'Alene.